Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hardy Peterson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. And now, play ball. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Skinner moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindel hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman fires to first and picks off Grote. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner bunts towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hardy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Clemente scores. Fondi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Walls moves to third. Tanner moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to second. One out. Paul Smith pinch hits for Hardy Peterson. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to third. Two outs. Bill Verdon pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Buddy Pritchard pinch runs for Bill Verdon. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pritchard moves to second. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Dee Fondi. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Niemann settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Niemann. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Rand now catching. Roy Face now pitching. Roman Mahias now playing right field. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Niemann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Bob Speak pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, steps on third, and throws to Rand, who tags Niemann for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Bobby Morgan now playing third base. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Baker pinch hits for Dick Rand. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyle's now catching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fanning out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Freese hits a pop-up towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Banks takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jack Littrell pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Littrell reaches second base with a double. Kindle goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.